find you in another state. That we'll see this is a mistake. Oh, babe, I really think you ought to
DJ Amelia Williams here at 91.5 FM WMFO Test Freeform Radio here in Medford. Welcome to the Fauna Sauna. We're all just a bunch of megafauna in a world that's getting hotter. This week I was trying to make a very calm and a very jazzy playlist because I've been finding a lot of enjoyment in going through all the old Blue Note records catalog, but I ended up with a show that is mostly a lot of British people and guitars, and of course new age music. This morning I had a dream that I hung out with Franley Boitz and Martin Scorsese, and I told Martin how to spend his honeymoon with his wife, and Fran looked through my books and called one of them experimental, and then I read them out loud to both of them as they fell asleep. But then I had to make a lasagna, and that was a lot of panic. I'm realizing now that it seems like Fran and Martin might have been my adult children in this dream, but I was my age. So we're going to listen to Fran later on in the hour with a very hilarious interview. Well, a very hilarious interviewer, along with some other music. We got some dry cleaning, some T-Rex, new single from Chai, and a bunch of old music. So yeah, here's listening.
Charming, rose falling and exploding. You can't save the world on your own. hustle. It'll be okay, I just need to be weird and hide for a bit and eat an old sandwich from my bag. I've come here to make a ceramic shoe and I've come to smash what you made. I've come to learn how to mingle, I've come to learn how to dance. I've come to join the knitting circle. I've come to hand weave my own bunk bed ladder in a few short sessions. It's a Tokyo bouncy ball, it's an Oslo bouncy ball, it's a Rio de Janeiro bouncy ball. Filter, I love these mighty oaks, don't you? Do everything and feel nothing, wristband, theme park, scratch card, lanyard. Do everything and feel nothing. Do everything and feel nothing. Pat dad on the head. Alright, you big loud mouth, and thanks very much for the Twix. I think of myself as a hardy banana with that waxy surface and small, delicate flowers. A woman in aviators firing a bazooka. A woman in aviators firing a bazooka.
Wow!
Hey folks, this is Amelia Williams, your loyal and humble DJ here at WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you like what you just heard from Marvin, Madlib, and Laurenti, and Corner Shop, and T-Rex, and Dry Cleaning. I sure did. Up next we got some New York Dolls, Chai, Brian Eno, Frank Foster, Abdallah Ombadugo, and a dumb little British band called Parsley Sounds. I'm not going to keep you here long with me, but I hope that all of you in Medford have enjoyed the past three mornings that have just been little snow mornings, because I sure have, because the flakes have been massive and fluffy and perfect. Here's some more music. Yeah.
Thank you. know these people, I didn't know. I suggest we go to the movies. They said this wasn't a legitimate camping activity. I didn't really like being outside. There was no place to sit, and it was dark.
Oh,
no lights.
Now, going back to your writing, some of us suspect that there's a formula to humor. Is there any? Is there something you fall back on when you have writer's block? Are there tricks to making epigrams?
There are a few. Unfortunately, I would love to discover a formula. Anyone who has one, I wish they would send it to me. There are little tricks, yeah.
You haven't patented anything secretly?
Patented? No, I haven't even discovered. There are little tricks you learn, little techniques, but that you learn that in any... not just writing and anything, I suppose, but they're not substantial enough to fall back on, really, when you have writer's block.
Are they tricks for getting an idea?
Oh, no, there's no. Getting an idea isn't really such a bad problem.
Bernard Malamud complained once that that was a major difficulty.
I would agree it is a major difficulty for Bernard Malamud, but for me, it's no problem at all.
What about reading? Who inspires you?
I don't know. I read all the time, and... I read about 4,000 times more than I write. But I can't say really that people inspire me. I mean, I can't think of a direct inspiration.
I remember reading one of your essays and thinking, that sounds like a contemporary Swift.
Well, thank you. But I'm sure that writers are influenced by what they read. And some writers are kind of deliberately influenced. And it's unconscious. I don't know who influences me.
Do you read junk?
Yes, I read everything. I'm a totally promiscuous reader. I'm a slut of literature. I read absolutely anything. I like junk.
Mm-hmm.
I like mysteries. I like all kinds of junk. I like, you know, novels about, that rip the lid off things. I like all novels that rip the lid off industries. Rips the lid off Hollywood, rips the lid off.
Oh.
I like those kind of books.
Those are historical novels.
Oh, no,
practically,
not historical. I don't like historical novels. And there's certain junk forms I don't like. I don't like gothic novels, and I don't like romantic novels. But
Harlequin romances.
Yeah, I don't like.
But they would be fun to take off on, wouldn't they?
It's too easy. No, they already are takeoffs. I mean, there's some things
yes.
You can't satirize. You cannot satirize a Harlequin romance. I mean, it's too close already to... but I do. I like quite a bit of junk.
Oh, you get a lot of mileage out of contemporary society. Do you think you would fit in any other era or any other country?
I don't feel I fit into contemporary society, so I think I would fit in just as
well
or badly.
But you're a spokesman for it.
Well, but that means you don't fit into it. You know, I don't know. I have no nostalgia. You know, I don't think that any other time was better than this time, and I think this time is dreadful, and I think it will only get worse.
Well, its dreadfulness provides you with a lot of fuel. Are there other eras that you think would lend themselves to your kind of writing? Maybe the 18th century when so many people were satirical?
Almost any era. I mean, I think it doesn't matter. There's always an enormous amount of things to be annoyed at, no matter when you live. You could live in the 16th century, you could live now, you could live 400 years from now. I'm sure that, you know, that there are plenty of things to be annoyed about. I don't think it matters, really.
And what about different societies? You seem to be a quintessential American from what you said earlier. You're proud to be one, and you love everything about it, although I doubt that. Are there other societies that you feel would lend themselves to your pen?
Oh, yeah, yes. I think almost any place you would find yourself, that's what I was saying, you know. Or any society that's civilized to the point of being ridiculous. You know, for instance, there might not be anything very funny to write about in the middle of a desert or something, but wherever people gather, I think it would be things funny to write about. I'm writing a novel now, and a fair amount of it takes place in Europe. A very entertaining continent, I think.
Where in Europe?
Yeah. this way I know it is true love.
This is Emilio Williams, your loyal and humble DJ here at 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're in the Fauna Sauna. I hope you like that little section of radio. I sure did. Yeah, I'm gonna play you guys one last song by Arthur Russell on the way out, since we are heading towards 10 o'clock, unfalteringly. Speaking of time, I want to talk about time as a fake thing that we have to constrain ourselves in, not unlike capitalism. I think it is one of the structures that makes humans, that humans both make and make their own lives worse. And some time passing and marking is wonderful, right? Like measuring how long you've been with your partner, or how long you survived on only pickles when you were 20 in order to win a bet, or like counting how many hours you spend on your phone with your best friend without saying anything. But the rest of the time, it's not experiential. It just hangs on its own, and it just acts to sort of pull things down. I definitely don't think it's pulling things up, and I think a lot of us have been thinking about time as March comes around again. Comes around the temporal mountain, so to speak, and I think we all think about all that we have done and we have not done since that month last year. It's odd to have such a personal thing be so societal, I think. I don't know. I guess all societal things are quite personal, but we know that time is subjective, right? Like, this is not a new treatise on the understanding of time and temporality. But I think that we can go one step further and declare that we are the only ones that make time, and that we create time, and that all time is not created equally here. So I think that if we're just in our house, I think that it's liminal time, you know, it's transitional time, it's not living time. So in that spirit, I will be turning 27 again this year, and I invite you to do the same. I think this liminal time is time as much as time is time to a cloistered nun, right? Like, it literally is only gravity in the form of your body changing. And, like, maybe if you're lucky, you can read one good book. I think that liminal time is fine. I think it can be wonderful. Like, if you have a good friend or lover that visits you, or a steady imagination, or a lot of money, I think that all those things can make liminal time in one's house wonderful and fine. But I think we all just had a liminal year as a society, and as a world, and as a person. So I think that we can generally just scratch it in the books concerning capital T true time, right? Capital T true time in the lived sense, right? Because when liminal time spaces become the actual, real, only living time you experience, I don't think we have to recognize it anymore. So I invite you to celebrate your birthday again this year, but one less. I think that the only way that we can overturn broken social and economic constructs of which time is one, is by massive individual action and eventually policy change, which is going to be my new focus and temporal policy. They call me and tell me if you're planning on doing this, because I am going to do this. We can celebrate my birthday this year on this show. I think it might be on a Thursday. We'll see. My number is 270-978-8054, and leave me a voicemail. I probably won't pick up the phone if I don't recognize your number. But leave me a voicemail, and I might talk about it on next week's show. All right, that's me. That's me. I hope you like the songs. And here's Arthur Russell to bring you gently into the 10 o'clock hour. Keep being a menace. Wear two masks now, folks, and take care.
See you. Let's see.